Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
You know how it is, getting thankful and sh**. You gotta be with your family.
About your outfit, no.
I'm putting the mic next to my throat.
Do you see my levels?
Yeah, I was just going to let you keep going. I wanted to see how long you were going for.
I am done. Officially, now.
I lost it there. I was at my friend Jason and Vanessa's the other day, and they had it on. They had it on a classic rock station, like an old hair rock station, and Skid Row, 18 in Life. I'm sure you don't know what that is,
but
that song came on, and I started jamming out. I was so happy. I used to lie and say that they were my first concert ever because Skid Row and Poison was my brother's first concert, and I was embarrassed about Billy Ray Cyrus. So anyway, I'm singing, and like I hit all of it, and I nailed it, and they were like, "Wow, you even got this part!" And I was like, "Did I just redeem myself? Was this another Queen moment where I just hit that on point?"
Yeah, sounds like it.
No, they were all like, "You're such a pretty singer," being all sarcastic. Like I can't even get hair metal right.
That's even worse. Is that you thought that you had it,
yeah,
and you didn't?
Yeah. This song is ingrained in my head. I could spit out lyrics to it right now, except for now that I'm thinking about it, I probably can't. 18 and life, you got it. 18 and life to go. Your crime is time, and it's 18 and life to go. Whoa!
I don't think that's bad. I don't know what notes you're trying to hit or what the song is, but I thought it sounded great.
I'll take it as a win. Maybe if I ever do karaoke, I'll do that one song. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's the wind beneath my wings. Did I ever tell you you're my hero? This is sad because I didn't have an intro, so I just have lyrics to a song.
Oh, I was really flattered. But
You're everything. You're everything I wish I could be. That's more lyrics. I've got more. You help me fly higher than a hero. Oh, wait, no, it's an eagle. I can't even read right. All right, I give up.
I was so taking that as a compliment. Then you're like, I just wrote lyrics together.
Well, this is what I think. I feel not greatness about this song. I know you love this song because you sang it to me. And then I realized this is a re-gift song because you originally sang this to Kajal. And mm-hmm. I just got the repeat of it. So I thought I was special when you sang it to me. Really? No, I'm not special.
Also, whenever Jeremy and I were in Ireland getting ready to get married, it was like 2 days before our wedding. We were at some bar and there was a musician playing live and somebody went up and told him, "Hey, they're getting ready to get married." So they called us up there, congratulated us, and then said, "What's your song? We want to sing your song to you." And I had no idea, so I just said "Wind Beneath My Wings."
Did they know it?
No, they're like, "We're not playing that crap." And so they ended up, I don't remember what it was, but they came up with some love song and ended up singing that one.
Did you recognize it, or
yeah,
was it an Irish love song?
No, it was okay. It was like a rockish love
cool.
song, pop
cool.
love song probably, but
so
yeah.
You just like that song. It's not really directed towards anyone.
I don't
in
even
particular.
Like that song.
Why do you sing it?
I don't sing it. I say that to people because I love them and cherish them. They are the wind beneath my wings.
Okay. Well, then I guess I can accept that it's meant for me.
Now I'm like, you're meant for me and I was meant for you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Now that I'm thinking of wind beneath my wings, I'm pretty sure I don't know any words besides "you are the wind beneath my wings," which to me, in my head, I hear it the same way that "Tell as old as time."
I think it could be.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah.
I'm being annoying song person right now.
No. You're not the only one. "Did I ever tell you you're my hero?" How's that?
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it. Now bust out some Alanis Morissette, too.
Oh, I have to have the little box, the karaoke box that tells me the lyrics.
So, One more annoying music thing. After I got finished working out the other day, I had it on a 90s channel, and Alanis Morissette came on. And so I busted out my recorder, and I sang it, and I sent it to you. And I made sure it was a clean part of the song, because I didn't know if you were going to play it around your kids, which you did.
I did. You're so thoughtful.
And you liked it.
I did. I loved it.
Maybe I'll use that as the ender clip. We'll see, because I didn't listen back to it. I was just inspired in the moment. I was like, yeah, this song reminds me of Amy, and I love it. And so I recorded it and sent it to you.
It's worthy of using, for sure.
You're my Alanis Morissette underneath my wings. She says she loves me, but she never ditched a kids trip for me. Her loyal work friend. The only thing that she's willing to rearrange her schedule for is margaritas and maybe her dad. Her name is
Amy Nichols. It's true. I am staying back from the kids trip this year. I got to go the 2 years previous. I think I constructed that sentence incorrectly. But yeah, my birthday lands on National Margarita Day, and my dad loves to go to fancy things, I guess, and spend money. Anyways, he's taking me and my husband, Josh, to the Margarita Ball this year, and it landed on the same weekend as kids.
And that's a huge deal, too. The Margarita Ball is something that a lot of people look forward to every year. I've never been to a Margarita Ball. I did have tickets to the Dallas one last year and couldn't go. So I've never been, but I always see pictures of it because people want to get dressed up and get pretty and take pictures. And are you going to be taking pictures?
I'll have someone take a picture. I don't think I'll be doing any selfies. Maybe I will. I don't know. That's not really my scene.
Have you told me what you're wearing?
I don't know. I don't think so. I went to a discount store and I found I'm going to brag here, a $368 dress for $40.
Ooh.
It's okay.
It's just okay?
It's okay. I got it because it was under $50.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we were going to do this on a budget because my dad's paying for the tickets and the hotel. And I just was like, yeah, I'll just make it a real cheap thing. And then Josh wants to get a tux. He does not need to wear a tux, but I refuse to throw money away at a rental. So we bought him a new tux, and then he needs to get it altered so it fits him perfectly. And da 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 is going on and on. So I'm going to be wearing this discount dress, and my husband is going to look so good in his his pristine suit. Oh, I'm so disappointed in myself.
And tux is the fancier one, right?
Yes,
it's fancier means more expensive.
I mean, we got it in pieces. They were separates, but I don't know. It's got like, I don't know fabrics very well because
I don't either.
I think it's got like maybe a satin lapel. I don't really even know what a lapel is.
Mm-hmm.
Something fancy.
Every time we go somewhere nice, Jeremy goes and buys something new. Like, which I guess, duh, I probably do too. But I have enough stuff that I can recycle through something. It depends on the occasion. But it's weird for a man because their suits all look the same.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What is it that you're buying? And I love him very much. But he can't make a decision on his own. So I'm dragged into it. And he's like, well, what do you like better? This is just to go anywhere, period. Not even fancy. He wants to know what shoes he should wear with his outfit. And he will show me two shoes that look exactly the same and hardly any color difference at all. And I used to always tell him, like, I don't care. I'm trying to get myself dressed and you want me to dress you as well. Like, figure it out. But now I just give him an answer because that's the easiest.
Oh,
That will get him dressed if I just give him an answer.
Well,
so I don't care, honestly. But I go ahead and I tell him.
Well, Josh will ask me questions about, you know, what's the proper way of wearing a certain color. I don't know. I don't know man fashion. I don't have a good answer for you. Go Google it. I don't know. Sorry. I'm not going to give you an answer. I could lie to you. That's not me. I'm not a liar. I'm honest. And if I don't know, I'm going to tell you I don't know.
So, speaking of man fashion, I want to know how you feel about this. Jeremy, I've said before, dresses a lot of times like a gym coach or like he's ready to go on an adventure at any moment. That's just him. For example, whenever I was getting ready to go to Boston with my friends, I needed a backpack. Jeremy took me to REI and started showing me Camelpak backpacks where you can drink water from it.
Oh, yeah.
And was like, well, why don't you get this? Babe, I need a backpack to put my shoes in. Like, I was thinking more like, let's go to Target and pick up something cheap. But that's just the way that he thinks. And we haven't even been hiking or camping in forever. But anyway, so normally he dresses like that, but he still dresses decent. The other day, he sent me a men's sweatshirt, a link to it, or a picture, men's sweatshirt, and it's the Champion brand.
Okay.
And there are peanut characters on it.
Wait, which peanut characters? Do you know? Is it
like
Charlie
all
Brown?
Of them, I think.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, several of them.
Is this like a Christmas sweater?
Well, no. This was just peanuts. And so at first I didn't say anything. And then he sent me a different one. And finally I said, why are you looking at those? Are you looking at those for you? And he was like, yeah. And I said, you are a grown ass man and you have no business wearing a peanut sweatshirt. I think that it is only acceptable for guys to wear little kid sweatshirts, which I think that's little kid, is if you're a dad and your kid got it for you or you're matching your kid.
Well, when you started describing it, I thought maybe this is for an ugly Christmas sweater and he's trying to win the contest.
No,
or
he's being serious and I don't know why.
No, this is not acceptable. I'm so sorry, Jeremy. No.
Now, the exception for men, in my opinion, and I might be wrong or I might be sexist. I don't know.
Are they playing baseball? There's got to be a reason that he wants this.
Mm-mm. Nope.
No explanation.
I think the only exception for guys, comic book stuff.
Yes.
And superheroes. I think that is totally okay.
Yes.
And I know that it's weird because I will wear Disney-esque stuff. I mean, for the most part, I don't. Like, I'd wear it if I was going to go to the park. But I don't just have a bunch of Disney stuff. But I am pro-Disney. I like all the... But I think it's okay for women, though.
That is a double standard.
Does this conversation make me sexist?
Are you pulling up the sweater?
I'm trying. But anyway, yeah, I had to tell him no. I do not think.
Sure, if it's a joke, go for it. I can laugh at that. But I don't think I get the joke.
If you're trying to be sexy, no, don't even try.
Now, Snoopy, no, I still can't get down the Snoopy. Maybe for the holidays, it's the only reason.
It wasn't Christmassy, though. I'm trying to find it. This is taking my whole life, but I'm trying to find it. Today has been a crazy, awful day. I started off so busy, and I got so much stuff done. And then internet crashed, audio share crashed. Here's the sweatshirt.
No. Why?
It's just all of the peanut characters and then Champion in the middle. And it's a white hooded sweatshirt. I'm glad you have my back on that.
No, I can't even tell you.
I told my parents and they got mad. And they were like, that's what I'm going to get them for Christmas. But my mom also wears a Winnie the Pooh sweatshirt, and I have no idea why. And she's probably had this Winnie the Pooh sweatshirt for like 20 years. And I needed something. I needed a sweatshirt so I could go. We worked on my grandma's house all weekend. And I needed a stupid sweatshirt of hers that I could wear that she didn't mind me getting dirty.
Right.
And she gave me one, and I was like, oh, are you sure I can wear this? And she goes, yeah, the only one I wouldn't want you to wear is my Winnie the Pooh one. And I was kind of thinking that was the one that you'd give me. Like, I need to trash that. I don't know why.
She's strong, though. If you keep making fun of the same thing and she still continues to wear it and love it, I think that shows backbone.
I've never told her.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I've
never told my mom that. I love her. And we're different people. She's fine with the way that she dresses. And
my mom used to wear this in the 80s. Maybe, well, I don't know. Anyways, it was definitely an 80s Christmas vest, and it was pin needle. No.
Crochet?
No, it's whenever embroidery, like embroidered poinsettia vest that she would wear with a turtleneck for the
holidays.
That's
serious.
Oh my gosh. We would make fun of her. She never wore it again. Never saw it again. Oh. So maybe you should just give your mom a little tip and it'll go away.
Well, this is so super mean, so I'm sorry for what I'm about to say, but whenever my mom got her mom haircut and she chopped all of her hair off, I was probably late middle school, maybe early high school. And I was kind of a mean girl. And my mom dyed her hair red, like really bright red. And so she came home with short hair and it was a shock. And me and my girlfriend made fun of her and called her Ronald McDonald. And so she will not she will not dye her hair red anymore. Now she's blonde. And I'm like, Mom, I think red would look good in your hair. I'm never going to do that again because y'all called me Ronald McDonald for forever. Which now that I think about it is kind of a compliment because I like clowns.
True.
Face mom. But I'm sorry. So ever since I quit being a little bitch, now I don't tell my mom, like, I wouldn't wear that if I were you. I just let her do what she wants to do.
It does hurt my feelings when the kids do it to me. Like, are you going out in public like that?
But kids will do that. You've told me that, like, your kids will ask you what's on your face if you have a pimple and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're not very forgiving.
And they want to hurt my feelings sometimes. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Hey, love.
Hey, love bug, how are you?
Good. Amy and I are recording right now, but real quick, I just wanted to tell you something. Well, actually, Amy wants to tell you something.
Yeah?
Hi, Jeremy. I think that your Champions peanut sweatshirt is a no-go.
Well, if I asked your opinion, I would be very, very much would appreciate it, but at this point, I am going to capture my inner youth, and I am going to wear clothing with timeless characters on it. Charles Schulz was a legend. And a man to be emulated of people of all ages, not just children.
If you're trying to mansplain your way into convincing us that this sweatshirt is a good idea, we're not buying it.
You stop using lacy words against me. Okay?
Are you on your way to the casino?
Yeah, I'm heading there now.
So, okay.
Meeting the boys up there, but no, for real, man. Like, what's wrong with having a shirt with Linus? Linus and Schroeder on there. Just like, hey, we're just two best friends just hanging out on a t-shirt.
Like, it's weird.
The answer, it's not weird. You're making it weird. You make it weird.
Are you wearing it? Are you wearing it at home just to be comfortable and, you know, enjoy it alone by yourself?
Or is this going to be the next Aloha shirt like you have, like that stupid flower shirt that you always want to wear in public just because you know that I hate it?
I love that shirt. And I wore it to the Rangers game. And guess what? It was freaking Hawaiian shirt day. It was perfect.
It was pretty bad. His friends came to pick him up for the game. And I was like, guys, what do you think about his shirt? Because I thought for sure everybody would have my back. And both of them were like, I have that same shirt at home. Man, I think it looks really good on you. And I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? What's your one other stupid shirt, babe?
The one with your face on it?
That was a good answer. No, seriously, what's your one other stupid shirt?
In your opinion or my opinion?
You know which one I'm talking about, sweetie.
No, I don't. I don't know what shirt you're talking about.
The Theodore Roosevelt riding an ostrich.
That shirt is fantastic!
But there's several. It's like, it's not a one-print shirt. It's a small print. So it's a lot of small print all over that shirt. I don't know if that makes sense. But yeah, it's like 1,000 of them on this green shirt. And I get the humor in it, but it's just not cute.
Okay, Theodore Roosevelt is majestic and timeless character in our history of our nation. And then he's riding other majestic animals all over the shirt. It is a good party shirt.
All right, babe. I gotta go.
Yeah, yeah. Bye, Amy. Thank you so much for letting her rule you.
Bye.
What?
Yeah, she's affecting your judgment, Amy.
Oh.
Well, I'm just gonna be passive aggressive.
She's opinionated. I love you. Bye.
I'm just gonna be passive aggressive and let him say that to me.
That's why I didn't know what he was saying. I'm like, babe, what are you saying?
Well,
okay. He thinks that I influenced you.
Well, also, did you pick up on the fact that he's just like everyone else that we work with, and he thinks that we're the same person because he thought I said it and it was you, or vice versa, whatever. I don't even remember.
That is very true. Everybody does act like we're the same person.
I don't know.
And we're best friends, but we're two totally different people, which is also why your intro, well, it didn't throw me off because you had already told me that it was lyrics at the time. Because it was like, I want to be like you. No, you don't. You're like glad every day that you're not like me.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, we always say, we have not even gotten to the point yet, but whatever. we've always said if something happened to our husbands or we got divorced or anything, instead of doing the like, if we're both single whenever we're 30, getting married, you and I would be roommates in the end.
Yeah.
So if something happened, we're alone, we need a place to live, you and I would live together, right?
Yes.
I think I would drive you crazy. Like, you would not even sign a year lease with me. You'd probably go 6 months and we'll see how it works.
That's just smart, though, to make it a trial.
I'm just proving a point.
No, but I really do think, because you're clean, you like to cook. I mean, what's wrong with all that?
Thank you.
And I like you.
I like you, too. I love you. Okay, so what we were going to do, because Thanksgiving time is upon us. Thanksgiving's next week. And it's time for everybody to be grateful and thankful and reflect and spend time with family. So, Amy, you are doing what over Thanksgiving?
I am going to the Margarita Ball the weekend before, and then me and my family are going to drive to South Carolina where my brother is stationed. He's in the Marine Corps, and we're just going to celebrate with him and his family. He's got two boys, younger than my kids, and I don't know. I think we're going to try to hit up Charleston. We've never been there before. Maybe see a plantation. Just see the land and hang out with fam, play games.
And is one of the sons Gabriel, who was named after you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like what you should be doing at Thanksgiving. Here's where I mess up. My family has not lived here until here recently. So my parents were in Georgia. They were in Vegas. Jeremy's parents live in Florida. So as long as I have worked at this station for the last 8 years, Jeremy and I have always traveled on Thanksgiving because I'm off. We've climbed a mountain. We got engaged over Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just always our travel time. And we thought that was a lot of fun because we started our own tradition.
Absolutely.
Well, now my parents live here and my mom is pissed because she has told me, you already spend Christmas at Jeremy's family. We want Thanksgiving. And I'm like, nope. I hosted a Thanksgiving at my own house and it was lame. That's not what we like to do.
It's a lot of work. A lot of work. And really, you don't have an obligation. I think making your tradition is fine. I really don't see any problem with that.
I'm like, man, I'm here year round. I've been helping them out lately, which I'm not bragging about. I should. It's family. And I've been helping out with stuff as far as my grandmother and all this different kind of stuff. But Jeremy and I are going to go to Belgium for Thanksgiving with our friends. And we're really excited. Soon as we booked the trip, my grandmother got sick. So it wasn't good timing to tell my parents. Now she's doing better. She's getting ready to be released from the hospital, which is why we've been cleaning her house and everything else. But it wasn't good timing. And my mom thought I was going to stay here for Thanksgiving because I was. I have a friend who's getting married Thanksgiving weekend. And so I was going to stay and go to Kajal's wedding. But then I realized, you know what I love more than Kajal, which is not that much? Me. I love me more than I love Kajal. So my mom a couple weeks ago had said, since y'all are going to be here for Thanksgiving, and Jeremy had just started putting things in motion then. And I was like, I don't know that we're going to be here for Thanksgiving. She's like, well, what about Kajal's wedding?
She's cool.
Because y'all completely does not care that I'm not coming to her wedding. Like, I feel guilty about it now, but she doesn't care. It's very low key. She's just excited to be married. But I told my mom then and she got a little mad. And then I officially told her over the weekend.
Oh, and you waited until just now?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Because the timing wasn't right.
Well, that also shows guilt. Like, you felt bad because you were doing something wrong and you had to keep it from her.
Yeah.
But you should have just told her. You should just be honest. But, you know, she wouldn't handle it well.
She guilt tripped the crap out of me. And then my dad did, too. But my dad turned around and said, no, we want you to have a good time. Don't get me wrong. But they don't understand spending money on things that you can't have or like saving money or, you know, they're more practical. And they're like, well, but what do you even come home with from these memories? That's what Jeremy
Absolutely.
And I like to do.
My mom, I don't think I've had a Thanksgiving with her in, years and years. And it really does break her heart that we're not with her. So we've started a new tradition. And she has us over in between Thanksgiving and Christmas where she does a Thanksgiving brunch. And it's more sweets than the traditional green bean casserole and turkey and whatever. She makes monkey bread. She does this cool smoothie kind of punch. And anyways, the kids love it. And they're making their traditions. And the kids really, really appreciate it. And I don't know, maybe y'all just need to make a different tradition. Maybe that's an idea that y'all could adopt.
I think we will. I think I might just concede, if that's the correct word.
Next year?
Yeah, and just not do it. I mean, we definitely did get ahead of ourselves this year, but I'm super excited. And then my mom... the truth is she's mad that I'm not having kids. That's what the honest God truth is. That's what she's mad about, because she's like, you're off doing all these things and not having kids, and like, who's going to take care of you? And what you think, you think Jason and Vanessa are going to be there for you? I'm like, no, mom, they're like 14 years older than me. They're going to die first. They're not going to be there to take care of me.
And come on, that's not the reason to have kids, just to have someone take care of you. That's not a good reason.
And then, I posted some pictures, that we had last year in Brussels, and Jason had commented, my friend was like, yeah, 6 days, we're going, do-do-do. So my mom snarkily told me yesterday, so Jason and Vanessa are going. Yeah, Jason and Vanessa are going. They're my travel buddies. They think, my goodness.
She thinks that they're a bad influence, I bet, because they don't have kids either.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they're rubbing off on you. Mm-hmm. You need to stop hanging out with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, all that to say, it is a time to be grateful and thankful and reflect on happy memories with your family. So Amy and I wanted to do what we're grateful for, A through Z. Now, Trey, we told Trey about this yesterday because he may be connected to something on my list. And producer Trey was like, you and Amy are both going to go through the A, B, C, Zs of your what you're thankful for. I was like, yeah. He's like, that's going to be totally lame. Like, as a producer, I'm just thinking that's so stupid to list all that stuff off.
It's a lot. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot.
I say we're going to nail it, though. I don't know what your list is. My list is meh. But I say we're going to nail it. I do want to know what you all think, though. Let us know on your social, on our socials, at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, what you think. But don't go on there and be all negative and ruin it for everybody else. Just say yay or nay. Yay or nay. We'll know what you're talking about, because I don't want other people to read that and think that they can skip over the episode, because that, if you suffered through this, then they should have to suffer through this too, right? But I would love some feedback. So let us know what you think. Yay or nay. Not you suck. Never do that again. Can't believe I listened to that whole episode.
We're going to do ABCs of everything in every episode.
Okay. What I am grateful for, A. Another day off. Another vacay. Apps, like on your phone apps. Appetizers. Oh. And most importantly, Amy, duh.
Aw, you're so sweet. Those are good ones. I don't know. I don't know if another could. That's just kind of cheating.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
From my own list.
Okay. I have arts and animals.
I like both.
I love animals. They make me so dang happy. I almost used it for zoo, but I didn't.
That would have been a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I may or may not have a give up for Z. I like that one a lot. I love animals too. And art. But mine would have to be D, because it would be dark art.
Mm-hmm.
Not dark arts. Not like witchcraft and stuff.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
I think our listeners know.
For B, what I'm grateful for. I'm having a lot of fun. Are you?
Yes.
I think this is it so far.
Oh my gosh, we're doing great.
B, I bet some obvious ones. Booze. Belgian beers, which is my favorite kind of beer. And most of all, Brooklyn and sheets.
That's what I have.
Really?
Yes, I really do. I said bed of Brooklyn and sheets.
It is just so comfortable in those Brooklyn and sheets. I have a hard time getting out of bed, especially right now in the cold weather. I just want to snuggle up in my Brooklyn and sheets because they are so comfortable. They're so luxurious and nice feeling that I have a girlfriend come over and she's like, okay, I want to touch your Brooklyn and sheets. And she does. She turns around and tells other people about it. She was doing that on Saturday while I'm hanging out. Like, no, really, you should get some Brooklyn and sheets. So then I had to give them the rest of the spiel. But I have friends who are testimonying about it. Testifying. Who are talking about it just as much as we are.
Yeah, I love the fact that I've washed them 100 times and the quality has not gone away. They still feel silky and they look brand new.
I think the more that we wash them, the softer that they get. Seriously. And I say I can't get out of bed. My dog can't either. I have to shut my bedroom door now. Stanley will go put himself to bed. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like, dude, where's Stanley? He's not cuddling with us. He's not paying any attention. No, he's already snuggled up in bed in the Brooklinen sheets.
I have the same problem. My dog Zuko knows he's not supposed to be in bed, but I'll be in the bathroom getting ready and I hear the creak of the mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And he jumps on it when I'm not looking and he thinks I can't hear it. Dang dog. He loves those Brooklinen sheets.
Not only do we love our Brooklinen sheets, do our dogs love our Brooklinen sheets, but you know who else is going to love them? Every single person on my Christmas list this year. Because I always struggle with what to buy people for Christmas. I'm not that creative. I've told you that before. I'm not very thoughtful. Like, it's so hard to buy for people. So guess what, fam? You're all getting some Brooklinen sheets this year. And that just makes my life a lot easier. I don't have to worry about shopping. I don't have to worry about specializing to other people. My niece is even going to get her some Brooklinen sheets and she's going to be in love with them. I'm so excited for her. Seriously, these sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Amy too. And now it's time for you to upgrade your bedroom and give the gift of sheets to everybody that you know. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels, another thing you can give people, come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code LOOSELIPS. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
That's so funny that we have the same thing.
But it's true.
It is. It is.
In all actuality, I do love them and you will too. So get your Brooklinen on.
Okay. My C, there isn't anything else. Chocolate. I love chocolate. I dream about chocolate. I crave chocolate. Dark chocolate. Not to be confused with the dark hearts. Why does everything have to be dark?
You know what my fave C is?
I would say corn, but that's a K.
Good call. Good call. Cheese.
Oh my gosh. What's wrong with me?
Yeah. Cheese is on mine. So is Christmas, crafts, credit cards. They save me. Cheetos overdose. And couch, despite the fact that my dog has put 2 puncture wounds in my couch.
On your new one?
Yeah.
Oh, that devil.
I know. Which is why for D, I put damn dog.
You're going to love mine. For D, I put dinner with my family because we share our day. We have fellowship. It's the only time of day that we all get together and we're looking at each other in the eyes and it's something meaningful. And then I followed it up with E for eggs because what would I make for dinner without my eggs? Gotta make those egg sandwiches.
For E, I thought ability to email. And the reason that I didn't put
ability
to email.
Oh, okay. I was like, ability starts with an A, girl.
But the reason that I put ability to email is because our emails are going off constantly. And so I don't like that. I'll be on my way home. I'm getting emails. I forgot to do something or this needs a revision or do this or do this. And my emails just go off all the freaking time. So I dislike that. But I do like the fact that if I need something, I don't have to talk to somebody. I can email them. Like not business related. If I need something from a company, if mm-hmm. I want to cancel something, if I have a question about something, I like the fact that I don't have to communicate with people about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to call them on the phone. What a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree with that.
F, I put, did you do E?
Eggs. Okay, yeah. Straight up eggs.
I'm so invested in this bit that I'm paying attention to you. I'm keeping up with the letters. I think we're doing good so far. F, I put my favorite Fs, friends, family, Fridays, and free food.
I agree with all of those 100%. And I got a little serious on this one. It might be lame, but I put failure because it really does teach me something. It teaches everyone something. If you mess up, you learn something from it, hopefully. Gosh, if you're a decent human being, you'll learn from your lessons.
Like, that sounds like that book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because without failures, you don't know success. Without negative emotions, you don't know positive emotions. So just because bad things happen or you have bad thoughts, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
That just means that then you're able to appreciate when the good happens and when the success happens.
Yeah.
Which I'm still waiting on all of the above.
But free food.
Free food.
Free anything, really. The free shirts at work.
For H, I put heaven.
But G.
I'm doing so good. Okay. G, I put God, grannies, and granny hands.
I put games. I agree with, wait, what was your first one?
God.
God, yeah.
The most important one.
I'm super invested too. I knew I wanted the first one.
You're like, dang it, I should have thought of that one.
Games with God.
H, heaven, the person and the place. Husband, not in that order. And Harry Potter. I finally started the Harry Potter series. I'm almost through with book one. You're loaning me book two, and I'll be reading that over vacay.
I am. I put health, because not everyone is blessed, and I need to be a better steward of my own body. I will be better next year, I swear. But I am so thankful. I don't deserve it. I eat garbage all the time, and I rarely exercise, but next year, I'm doing it.
I'm planning on making a comeback in 2019.
Yeah, me too.
I really let myself go this year. It's all right. I feel good about it. I did just buy bigger jeans, though, which the worst is I had ordered some jeans earlier this year. This is super interesting conversation, but I'm going to go with it. I ordered some jeans earlier this year, and they were too big, so I had to return them and order smaller jeans, and now I had to admit defeat and reorder some bigger size and have that sent. But only 2 out of 4 fit. 2 of them were too big.
That's still so great.
I got cocky because I put on the first pair and I was like, oh, these are too big. Maybe I'm not that bad. And then I put on the second pair and I was like, oh, those fit perfect. I'm doing good.
It's all about the brand, in my opinion.
For I put investment returns.
What?
I know.
Who are you?
Well, I don't have any. Neither does Jeremy. But I had a really bright idea one day. I had a get-rich-quick scheme that I was very excited to share with Jeremy. And I said, I know how we're going to make a bunch of money. All that we have to do is make a sound investment and get a lot of returns. And he knows me well enough to know that I'm just an idiot and I'm not playing around and being cute.
You are not an idiot.
So he listens to me pitch my whole idea and he's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you have to know what to invest in. And I was like, oh, good call.
you need the specifics. Yeah. Oh, my God, that's so cute.
I say stuff all the time, and he's like, are you effing with me? No, she's being serious. Okay, sweetie, let me explain everything to you. And he does.
I put ice cream, and particularly Bluebell, because it is by far the best.
Bluebell ice cream. Da, 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 da. They have a Christmas ice cream that's really good. It has like,
I don't know about it.
Not Pop Rocks, but something similar. No. Like it doesn't pop in your mouth.
Is it peppermint? It's not peppermint,
yes.
Is it?
Yes.
No, I'm good.
With green and red.
I'm okay.
Tastes really good. It's been years since I've had it.
My sister yesterday, I was hanging out with her and she started talking about all her different ice creams. And one of them, her favorite is pistachio. This is also a very interesting conversation. It's pistachio, but she spits out the pistachio. And then she's like, my second favorite is the pecan. And then she tells me that she spits out the pecan. So
oh
she
gosh.
Likes all these nut ice creams, but spits out the nut. No, you are not allowed to say that that's your favorite if you have to spit out most of it. That is crazy.
I would just like to point out the fact that your sister spits out the nut.
Gosh, we're learning so much with his ABCs.
Jeremy's favorite is pistachio as well. His mom makes a really good pistachio dessert, and so I'll make that for him sometimes. Jay. Jer Bear.
Aww.
Jelly. I like jelly. I like spicy jelly, like jalapeno
Ooh,
jelly.
Yeah, good call.
I guess jalapenos too. I should put that because everybody know I make stuff way too hot. And the word Johnson, because that's just funny.
I think I needed to list more things. I think I have maybe one for every single thing. I did this wrong. But
I don't know. Trey thinks this segment's going to take forever. So
I have, I'm thankful for my J-O-B. Thank you, Bossman George, for my job.
I would like to second that. Thank you, job.
I have, for K, I have kiddos because they bring me so much joy. And I'm not just saying that. I truly love hanging out with my kids. And that is not me trying to convince you to have children for your mother, Lacey. I'm really enjoying my life. And it's thanks to them.
I really was thinking, because you invited me to go to Jingle Ball. I'm not going to be able to do that. I just already know that's not going to happen. But I want to hang out with Morgan. And I was thinking maybe I should take Morgan out for like dinner sometime, just me and her to hang out. And then I was like, Morgan probably would not go with that. Morgan would be like, why are we going out together alone? But I was thinking about that. Like, maybe me and Morgan need to hang out. And also because I want kids to trust me.
Oh, that sounds really bad.
Amanda, cover your ears. I want kids to trust me and tell me everything so that I can turn around and tell your parents.
Rat.
If you're doing something bad, I wouldn't just tell them anything. But okay. I mean, I used to set my niece Rihanna, which she's old enough now. But yeah, I used to hit up my friend Rihanna like, yeah, I'm cool, Auntie Lacey. You can tell me whatever you want. But tell me something bad, I'm going to tell your mama for her safety.
Yeah, okay. I'm okay with, sure, I'm okay with that. But Morgan would think, this is really weird. She probably would think that you're like going to give her the sex talk or something.
No. I didn't give the period talk to Heaven, and it was so awkward. My mom left out some vital information in that talk, and I was the one who broke it down for her. I bet key fob. Not nearly as sentimental, but I do love my key fob because I don't have to mess with keys anymore, except for
it is not
whenever
that
I come to work.
It's not that difficult to use a key.
It's just convenient. But now it sucks because I do have to use my keys for work, and then I have to dig through my purse to find my keys, or in the event that I have to take my key fob out, I have to find that one too. But other than that, I don't do anything. I touch my door, it opens. I touch my engine button, it starts.
Someone... And maybe it was in the office. Someone this week left their house thinking that they had their keys with the key fob or whatever, mm-hmm. and then got down the road and the car died because they left the keys in the house. Was that not here?
I don't know.
I don't even know if that's possible. Did I just make that up?
I don't know. Was that a dream?
I don't know.
Anna did have car troubles.
Anyways, let's continue the ABCs.
For L... These are some of my favorite things. Llamas, lotion, lobster, and loose lips and childbearing hips.
Ah, man, I didn't think of that. I did put lover. I didn't use I didn't use husband for H because I hate that word. And I adopted the Sex and the City's vernacular, lover.
I've taken a lover.
I just think that's so cute.
Yeah, that was your... what am I trying to say? Contact info for your husband.
It was. And for some reason, me and my kids, our information, our contacts are all linked up and our photo galleries and everything. And they just thought it was really weird when they were calling their dad and it said lover. So they changed it for all of us.
They make valid points. For M, I put mommy, even though I was sort of ranted about her earlier. My mommy is fantastic. She's also my doctor, by the way. Not like... for real, licensed or anything. But anytime I have a problem, I always call it my mom. And I'm like, hey, I'm not calling to talk. This is Dr. Mom stuff. And I tell her what's going on, and she's almost always correct. So my
really?
Mom is my doctor. Yeah.
That's just a mom thing, though. I call my mom for everything, too. I put my Marmy as well. That's from Little Women. I grew up calling her Marmy. And I put music. Because it can change your mood if you're, like, on your way to kick some butt, you listen to some hard rock, or if you need to chill out because you had a hard day at work, music can change your mood, and I love it.
I also put music and mermaid.
For in, my favorite afternoon activity is nap.
Ooh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a really good one. I put Nordstrom Rack just because I love ordering from there. Hashtag not an ad. I do love ordering from there though, and being able to return, it's super easy. I can't afford the straight up Nordstrom, so I do the Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah,
but if you order stuff online, like they have that app Hot look. I don't know.
HAUTE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're on that app, they also have a part for Nordstrom Rack. And so I'll order from there. And now I'm bringing back two pairs of jeans and a jacket. My only beef with Nordstrom Rack, I wish that they sold Brooklinen sheets. Then Nordstrom Rack would be like my Target minus the food and the necessities. Be like my Target for me.
For oven, got a little ahead of myself. For O, I put oven. For toaster oven, Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles would not exist without O.
I put options because I like being able to choose a variety of things, having different places I want to go eat, et cetera. I don't have another example.
P, I have puppies and podcast.
I have podcasts, especially Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. I have pasta, pizza, payday, and praise.
Payday the candy?
No, the day. Oh. The every other Friday.
I like that too.
What you got for Q? We probably have the same thing.
Quiet times. And then I have Robert, stop talking, drop written down.
Okay, we don't have the same thing, although I do like that. I put quinoa because that was the only Q word I could think of.
Oh, that's good.
R, I have rainbows and red wine.
I have real because you know I am brutally honest and I want to hear the truth. So let's get real.
I love that. This, in case you tuned out or forgot, is our list of ABCZs of the things that we are the most grateful for. For S, I put sundresses because that is my summer style.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No Lots pants, no waistbands. That's probably why I'm the way that I am now with my ordering upside jeans. Also put sushi and snow. We're both really hoping it snows this year.
Yes. Oh, I want a snow day. I put sauces and spices, my favorite food.
Ooh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's really good. For tea, I put Trey, even though he doesn't believe in this bit. I also put screaming Trey and die Trey. Well, I love Trey.
I love
Sometimes
Trey
he
too.
Gets on my nerves, and then other times he's just the best person to me, and he's my go-to if I ever need help work-wise, and he has all the answers, and he normally doesn't make me feel stupid. Even though I'm asking him like, hey, dude, I don't know how to do this part of my job. Can you please do it for me? And he always does it and he doesn't make me feel stupid. So right now I'm pro Trey.
Yeah, we'll see how you feel next year.
I know. But sometimes he goes a long time without talking to us and then it hurts my feelings and then I get paranoid. And I thought for the longest time that Trey didn't like me. And then I looked around the room and I realized it wasn't me that Trey didn't like. It was some of the other idiots in there. Not in the man room, but they were in the man room at the time.
Yes, yes. For T, I have travel, which I know you agree with.
Oh, shout out.
Mm-hmm. You, I have uncle, which is another word for give up, and kind of what I'm doing on this letter and the stand-up bit from, you know, earlier this year, I just give up. So, uncle.
I put unicorn.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
W, Wi-Fi, because when you don't have it, TV watching sucks.
Weekends and water, because water solves all problems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. X, Xanax. Which that's how you spell it, by the way, if you didn't know.
I put little Dan because he helped me win the costume contest.
Why? I put Yogi.
I put you, Lacey, my partner.
Aww. Limited amount of time with me, though. For Z, I put Zan because I thought that's how you spelled little Zan.
I put Z's for sleep because, yeah, I put nap already, but we also just like need regular sleep, too. So we skipped V.
V, F?
No, V, oh.
V. Did I skip V?
Yeah, visual communications is what I put because that's what my degree is in. Did you not do it?
I left V off, so I don't even know the alphabet. And just to reiterate, I like to nap and catch my Z's in some Brooklinen sheets. What do you think of the list?
I think we're super grateful. I mean, there's a lot of things listed here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I left a lot off, but I wanted to keep this condensed down because I don't want people to get bored. Mm-hmm. But how could you get bored whenever we're talking about riveting stuff like singing and our favorite recipes?
And these are relatable. People are thankful for these things too. And you need to think about the things that you are thankful for. Let people know if it's for a person.
Yes. Have a good time with your family and share some fun memories and give all of your grandmothers a big hug for me as well. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcast.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave us a comment. You can tell us how good we're doing. Or if you don't like this segment, don't talk about it there. But you can hit us up on our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Just comment with a yay or nay, and we'll know what you're talking about. And check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with your family and keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening. Oh, and we're thankful for you. That should have been a why.
Yes.
We're thankful for you. Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not